DB is on the line. I'm going to ask him too if we're going to avalanche this high stranger up at Wodonga, who he called to win a, I think it was a Seymour Cup. Good morning, Terry.
Good morning to you, Matty. How are you, mate? I've got the computer around. I'm frantically looking for high stranger. I've got the race for him now. I'm looking at the Wodonga Cup.
Rick and I are flabbergasted.
He's going to be a good chance in the race. He's very well placed in this race. Like, those down on the minimum don't present much form for the race. The gate's a good draw for him. He's a big lump of a thing. I don't know if Wodonga's necessarily his track. But, yeah, I'd be suggesting for sure that he's got a really good hope in the race, no doubt about that.
And I don't even think he's badly in with 60 kilos on a 54 minimum.
And he's a big lump of a thing, Matty, so the weight's not going to worry him. He's just a big monster.
All right, well, me, you and Rick will be dining out after this. The inevitable happens in the Cup today. How easy is this game, Terry?
McDonald's again, eh?
Absolutely. In a little corner booth there. Hey, what about Cranbourne? It's a different-looking meeting. It's a few smallish fields at Cranbourne tonight. The track condition I have in front of me is a soft six, but that might be a bit old. I don't know whether it's firmed up a bit.
Weather conditions at the moment are pretty good out here, Matty. I live just down the road from the track, not too far, to be honest with you, nowadays. And weather conditions are pretty good, so I'd expect that track to dry out. I find these Cranbourne meetings to be quite tough, particularly when the rail goes out. I'm the sort of a rails true man at Cranbourne. But I think Sky Forger is a very good hope of winning race number two. There's not a great deal of depth in the race. The first starters go fair. It ran very well. And I think this race that comes out of from Maui is good. And I'll explain why a little bit later. But he had to cover ground on that occasion. He's only been lightly raced. The deep fields at the moment are dead set airborne. The favourite, who looked the one to beat, has come out of the race. So from the barrier where he's drawn the pole, he's going to jump. He's going to be right there. He probably can either lead or he can just take the drop. I'd hope that he would lead. He's $3.80, $1.70 at the moment. I think he's a sound investment, Matty, where you're going to get a huge run for your money.
All right, just remind us which race, which name?
Sky Forger, race number two. Sky Forger, horse number five.
No worries. Sky Forger, race two, number five. Sorry, I was busy trying to look at bet boosts for High Stranger. So now I'm back with you,
Matty. At least you've given me a good excuse, mate. If it was something else, I'd be cranky.
I knew you'd accept that. All right, Sky Forger in race two, number five. Where else are we heading, Terry?
Okay, so we've got the Sky Forger form. That was against Cole One for Carl Bedotto and Clay Beasley, whose stable at the moment is dead set airborne. Now, Cole One goes around in the last race on the program. Typically, you is the favourite for the race and ran good time and sectionals to win. But I think Cole One's really good value in the race. He had his first start against Ginny Lala from the Mar Eustace Yard. He looked the winner coming to the bend on a heavy nine track. That was his first run back from a break. They had thrown him into the deep end of the size produce at Morphettville. His form is very good because he's going to jump. He's going to be on the speed. He's going to either lead. There's only one horse that can take him on, and that's that delightful horse up near the top of the weights, Delightful Journey, who's drawn barrier 13. He's going to get a comfortable run there. He went to Maui and led. His two runs have both been 1,200 metres. I think 1,400 metres will be ideal for him because he'll be able to get control. He just has to drop his head a little bit. Cartwright's riding well at the moment. I think he's about $5.50, $6 when I last looked, Matt. I think he's got a really good chance in the race. That's number 10 in the last on the card. Cold in a race where there's a lot of horses that sort of are struggling for form, haven't won for a bit, or don't win out of turn. So he's a bit of new blood coming into that race. Typically you likewise, but it's pretty short in the betting.
Have you got a spring sniffle happening there?
No, I'm all good.
No, you sound like you might have a slight cold. I'm suffering from the same affliction, but
I've been very busy lately and I've been speaking a lot and the voice is a little bit croaky and I've got all these greyhounds out the back and they barked this morning so I had to yell at them and I've got a bit croaky.
It's all right, you're only going to call nine tonight at Cranbourne, so you'll be right.
It's a little warm up.
All right, so we're in race two, number five, and race nine, number 10, so we're nearly bookending it with winners.
Yeah, well, if the first one gets beat, our confidence dies on Cole One. If the first one wins easily, and you want it to win easily too, then Cole One's form looks real good.
All right. Now, I'm just backing a horse at Wodonga. Good on you, Terry. Thanks for that, mate. Good calling.
No worries. I hope we haven't put the kiss on poor old
Rick. I think we have. I think we've multi-kissed it now. I think it's got no hope now, the three of us on it. Gee whiz. Good on you, Terry. Good luck today.
Mate, have a good weekend.
You too, mate. You too.